Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. DFL Senator Jim Carlson, who has represented Eagan, Burnsville, and Mendota Heights for 18 years, announced he'll retire at the end of his current term, coming after the 2026 election. Carlson was first elected in 2006 and has served five terms representing Senate District 32. He's been a chair of the Elections Committee and also served on committees for Judiciary and Public Safety, Veterans, and Transportation. His work includes passing legislation for new protections for elections workers and public safety laws that include increasing penalties for distracted driving, the requirement for hands-free cell phones while driving, and the need for child safety seats in cars. Between tariffs and the government shutdown, Minnesota farmers are stuck in the middle with lower prices for their crops. Governor Tim Walz says tariffs are setting this country back.
We're seeing, of course, crisis in farm country because we're not having soybean purchases made. And I'm reminding people that these purchases that China is making elsewhere outside the United States are 10-year contracts, and it's going to be very, very difficult for us to get back into the market.
Republican Congressman Tom Emmer says there's a plan to use some of that tariff money to help farmers.
A short-term solution, but it's something that they desperately need, especially with the low prices that they're getting compared to what it costs them to produce a bushel of whatever it is.
Emmer says that plan is on hold as long as the federal government is shut down. The pheasant season opens Saturday in Minnesota. DNR Commissioner Sarah Stroman says hunting is an economic driver across the state.
Outdoor recreation in total is an $11 billion industry in Minnesota. Hunting itself generates hundreds of millions of dollars for the state of Minnesota and communities across it.
Ortonville in western Minnesota is home to this year's Governor's Pheasant Opener. There's a ribbon-cutting ceremony today in Duluth for the reopening of the Twin Ports Interchange. The $435 million project started in 2020 with the reconstruction of the 27th Avenue Bridge over I-35. The goal was to improve safety and freight mobility by redesigning the so-called Can of Worms section of I-35. Will Norris and Jane Barakis are the champions of this year's Twin Cities Marathon. Norris crossed the finish line in 2 hours, 15 minutes, and 39 seconds, while Barakis completed the course in 2 hours, 32 minutes, and 52 seconds. Governor Tim Walz and his daughter Hope joined thousands of runners in the 10-mile race. The 26.2-mile course stretched from downtown Minneapolis to the steps of the state capitol in St. Paul, drawing thousands of participants and spectators alike. The Minnesota Vikings are celebrating a 21-17 win over the Cleveland Browns Sunday in London. Quarterback Carson Wentz threw a 12-yard touchdown pass to Jordan Addison with 25 seconds remaining to give the Purple a comeback victory. The 3-2 Vikings have a bye this Sunday and will host the 4-1 Eagles on October 19th. Minnesota Wild goaltender Philip Gustavsson will be between the pipes through the 2030-31 season. The Wild signed him to a 5-year extension worth $34 million over the weekend. 27-year-old Gus Bus has spent the last three seasons in Minnesota. This is MNN.